So what is our aim and object? We have to first establish. What is the goal of our life? What do we want to attain? We want to be the servant of Srimati Radhika. But this service of Srimati Radhika is so rare. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving this hope in the heart of the living entities. Which hope? What? He's giving some hope. If the Jivas, anyhow, once, they look towards Mahaprabhu. You just need to tend to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu mercifully will give you this such rare thing. Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of mercy, compassion. Mahaprabhu is eager to give. Who will take? So, it's very rare to find someone who wants to get the prema of Mahaprabhu in this world. Shamprabhu. It's not English. English is this. Is giving this prem.
Do you have sand? Sand? Tripod? Tennis? Sand?
So those don't even don't want to get this prem, and Mahaprabhu is running behind them. Ana Vilas, por favor, preste. Who is so merciful like that? Okay, who is as merciful as Mahaprabhu? All the avatars of Krishna, Krishna is so merciful. When Krishna is so merciful like that, Karunamai? When? He comes in the form of Mahaprabhu. When Krishna comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, he's giving this prema. How much prema you want to take? Prema gave, Krishna gave prema only inside Braj, not outside Braj. If we say anything, we cannot see. But Krishna gave prema only inside Braj, but Mahaprabhu gave prema inside, outside. Just like the cloud, for example. The cloud doesn't make any differentiation. The cloud will not make any differentiation. The cloud will rain, give rain even the top of the mountain. Also in the floor, in the ground. Even in the desert also, it rains. Even it rains in the desert. Because the sand of the desert is so hot that actually before the rain touches the floor, the drop of rain evaporates because it's so hot. Vishwanatha Chakravartipada is saying that if very far away, some cloud is very far away, and it's about to rain, where? So imagine 100 kilometers far from the desert. It's raining 100 kilometers far from the desert, like you see in Australia. From the beach until 150 kilometers or 200 kilometers inside, the continent is jungle. There is jungle, like people can have crops. And but inside the Australian continent is all desert. Did you know this? You can see Australia is like that. When you go by airplane, we see. Not more than 300 kilometers. You can give me after this class, because in that place I need. So in Australia, near the shore of the continent, is a lot of jungle. But after that area is only desert. So what I want to say is that this rain, like in the desert, there are also some trees, very few trees, but there are some trees in the desert. Which kind of trees is there in the desert?
Cactus.
Like these thorny trees, you know, thorny plants, some kind of plants, they exist in the desert. You know, the cactus, that plant. The cactus is also waiting for the rain. Okay, but if it's raining 200 kilometers far from the desert, but what happens when it rains? A fresh wind comes, bringing some drops of the rain. And this is also coming to the desert. And all the trees which are there in the desert, they also feel this refreshment. They get something. Maybe they do not get the full moon, full rain. So maybe they don't get the full rain, the full drops. But they get some refreshment of their heat. So in the same way, the mercy of Mahaprabhu is raining everywhere. I'll give you an example of this material world. If it's raining very far from the desert, but this wind is coming with this cold, like this cold refreshment of the rain. So some living entities, the living entities were in the desert, but even though it rained far away, they also get some relief. They're relieved as well. So Mahaprabhu, he's giving this rain of prema to everyone. Because for the jivas to attain something which I could not listen, sorry, it's impossible. But Mahaprabhu is giving to everyone. To which jivas? Especially like these Mayavadis, the impersonalists, Kutartik, bad logicists, Tarkik. Mahaprabhu gives so much to them. Dry logicists. Shastra explains that when the heart is contaminated by Mayavada, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that if the heart is contaminated by Mayavada philosophy, impersonalism, the heart of this person becomes hard as like a thunderbolt. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even for this kind of jivas, Mahaprabhu is giving prema. Mahaprabhu is giving this mercy everywhere. He's giving prema to everyone. Mahaprabhu did not make any consideration. water. Mahaprabhu did not make any consideration, any discrimination. And also one more point, I told. In this incarnation, God did not use any weapon. Rama and Krishna, when they were angry, they killed so many demons with many different kinds of weapons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not kill anyone. He gave prem to everyone. An example is like Krishna avatar. After killing Putana, okay, Krishna gave her a good destination. Who can be so merciful like Krishna, the sister of Bakasur, Putana? She had come to kill Krishna, and she had put some poisonous venom in her breasts, But Krishna, he also gave prem to her. Very rare you see somebody to do this kind of good. Means so rare you see somebody do a welfare to somebody who is going to kill him. Means Krishna killed her, but then we understand after he killed her, we understand how Krishna is merciful because he gave a good destination to her. But Mahaprabhu, he didn't kill anyone. He didn't use any weapon. With the weapons of the holy names, all the anarthas and these knots, these roots of the anarthas. With holy names, he destroyed even the roots of all the offenses and anarthas. So with holy names, all the anarthas of the jivas are destroyed. Holy name is very far. Even the Abhas, the semblance of the holy names, what happens? With the semblance of holy names, all the sins of the living entities are destroyed. Just like a spark of the fire. If you immediately, in that same moment, the spark of the fire will be able to burn the cotton like a cotton piece. So in the same way, one namabasa, one semblance of the holy names makes all the kinds of anarthas in the heart of the living entities be destroyed. Like avidesmita, ragadesh, abhinivesh, papbij, the sin of the sinful activities, the seed of the sinful activities, the mountain of all your sinful activities, even your desire to sin will also be destroyed. Now do you have desire to sin? What kind of desire do you have? You have desire to sin. The jivas, they have this desire to sin in their hearts, but even this will be destroyed with even one semblance of holy names, Namabhas. And what about Shudanam? Pure holy names, then Prema comes. So generally we chant only Namaparada and sometimes Anama Abhas. Sometimes some semblance. Generally we chant only Namaparada. By one Namabhas, semblance of the holy names, all the anartas are destroyed. The mercy of Mahaprabhu is so causeless. We see the speciality of holy names. In other yogas, the holy names were already very glorious. This is true. Praiseworthy. But the holy names in Kali Yuga, they are very special in Kali Yuga. In other yugas, you could chant, attain only the mukti with holy names. But in Kali Yuga, by the holy names, you can easily get mukti, and even beyond mukti, you can get Krishna Prem even with these holy names of Kali Yuga. So the glories of the Prema in Kali Yuga, of the holy names in Kali Yuga. There's no difference between God and His holy names. If you're chanting holy names, means you're directly having the darshan of Bhagavan. By holy names you can see God. But actually you are not having this realization, have you? The glories of the holy names in Kali Yuga. In other yugas, there were many rules to attain to Lord. But in Kali Yuga, only Nama Sankirtana. Nama Prabhu is so merciful. One thing is Nam, and the Swarupa of the name, and the Vigraha of the name. So the Swarupa of the name, like for example the syllables. Nam Ksharak, like the holy name is in syllable form. All the kalmash, means all our sins and anartas, are destroyed. Even only by the semblance, abhas, of the holy names, namabhas. So one name of Krishna is capable of destroying so many sins that not even the greatest sinner could think about committing. So many sins as like one name of Krishna can destroy. So many sins are destroyed that do not even want to sin anymore. So the holy names are so glorious. This Krishna appears in the form of Gauranga. So the name of Gauranga, the Vigraha, and Gauranga himself. There's no difference. Sorry, just like you're chanting holy names. Like the 16 names, 32 syllables. 32 syllables, 16 names. So we are chanting the names of 16 names. 32 syllables. This is Shabda Brahma. Nama Brahma, transcendental sound. Nam Prabhu, God Himself manifests in the heart, appears in the heart of the living entity. He will appear, manifest in the heart of the living entity. And He will destroy all the anarthas of the living entities and give Prem. So in Kali Yuga, the Lord, names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so sweet. What is the sweetest name of Mahaprabhu?
Gaura.
Goura or Goura. Go from Govinda and Ra from Radha. Means Govinda and Radha. Today they are combined in one form. And he's giving prem to all the living entities. If you really analyze it in a very subtle way, who is giving? Okay, Krishna and Radha appeared in a combined form. Actually, Krishna is not giving. It's Shamati Radhika who is giving. So this is the special glories of Shamati Radhika. We sing this Kali Yuga. Externally, okay, we say that Mahaprabhu is giving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving prema to all the jivas and etc. Sorry, but actually who is giving this prema? Shrimati Radhika, she is giving. So in Vraja they say, Krishna, Kanaya, you perform everything, but the credit goes for us. So in this case, who is doing everything? Shrimati Radhika, she is doing, actually, the one who is doing. Who is giving prema? Shrimati Radhika, actually, she is giving. But who is getting the credit for that? Kanaya, Krishna. Actually, who is giving the prema? Shrimati Radhika, she is giving. Because Shrimati Radhika, she is the embodiment of Karuna. Mercy. Shrimati Radhika, she is like the creeper of the prema towards Krishna. Krishna prema kalpa vriksha. Like Krishna is like the tree, this kalpa vriksha, desire tree. And Shrimati Radhika, she is like the creeper around this tree. The tree becomes beautified, like embellished by the trees, by the creepers. The creepers itself alone cannot give the beauty to the tree. These creepers also must have palala pushpa pata, like flowers, leaves, and small leaves also, like the bud of the leaves, you know, like when the leaf is coming out, palala. So, the beauty of a tree will... Like the tree will be beautiful if the tree has creepers. And if these creepers have beautiful, what? Blossom flowers, these leaves and beautiful leaves and flowers and buds like this. Arati already, time for arati. What I want to say is that in this Kali Yuga, who is giving prema actually in this Kali Yuga? Shrimati Radhika, she is giving the prema in Kali Yuga. Externally, it looks like that Mahaprabhu is like so merciful, so generous, so compassionate. Actually, who is giving the prema? Shrimati Radhika. Shrimati Radhika, she's always in Vrindavan, but she saw that the living entities of Kali Yuga, they are so weak. Durbal means weak. Jivas of Kali Yuga are so weak. The living entities of Kali Yuga, they only have faults and faults. They don't have not even one good quality. What quality do you have? Tell me. The living the human being Kali Yuga, they don't have any good quality. Hey King, the human beings in Kali Yuga, they have only faults and faults. Lust, anger, illusion, envy, etc. So, who can give mercy to these jivas of Kali Yuga? So, that's why the heart of Srimati Raudka melted. When does our heart melt? When we you see the suffering of another person and you want to help the person. When you see the suffering of another person, your heart melts. Like, for example, if you're eating, sleeping, or drinking, everything happy and nice, everything is just nice, and then you don't feel anything. Those who are completely absorbed in sense gratification, then you don't feel anything for this person, like not feel compassion. But if you see somebody suffering so much, the person has nothing to eat, the person has no medicine, suffering with diseases and other things, the person is having thirst, hunger, when you see this person, what happens? Your heart melts, isn't it? But why are we not saying this about Krishna? Why the heart of Krishna doesn't melt? Because Krishna is also Paramatma, you know, he's the super soul also. Paramatma is the witness of everything. And also, Paramatma, super soul, he sees that all the jivas are just suffering according to the karma they did. All the jivas, everyone is under the control of karma, under the laws of karma. We're not giving happiness or unhappiness to anyone. Actually, all the jivas, according to their own karma, they're enjoying or suffering. Enjoying happiness or suffering unhappiness. We are only suffering and enjoying the unhappiness, happiness according to our karma. So Krishna, in the form of Paramatma, he sees all this. He sees this. Therefore, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Krishna says, Gurudeva must go. So according to the karma that the jiva did, jiva is suffering accordingly. The living entities, they are suffering according to their own karma. So bhoga santi. So when you stop enjoying, then you feel peace. Bhogashanti means if you enjoy, then you feel peace, isn't it? Bhogashanti. If you enjoy, if you suffer that fruit, then you feel peace. So Srimati Radhika, she felt so much mercy for these living entities of Kali Yuga. So, Mahaprabhu, Krishna came covered in the complexion of Srimati Radhika. Krishna himself, he covered himself. There's no difference between Deha and Dehim. There's no difference between the body and God himself. Means Srimati Radhika, she covered Krishna in his complexion. If Krishna would come alone, he would not be so much compassionate. But Srimati Radhika herself, she covered with her own body. She covered Krishna's body. So internally he is Krishna, externally he is Gaura. Actually Srimati Radhika, but people cannot understand this. So in this Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu is giving prems to everyone. Guru Premanandi.
Thank you.